play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At United Township High School, the Silver Streaks and the Panthers of United Township in the next-to-last game of the Western Big Six Conference season here in 2013. And the Silver Streaks come in alone in third place, game ahead of the Moline Maroons, a game behind the Quincy Blue Devils and the Rock Island Rocks, tied for first place in conference action. The Silver Streaks will start the five that we have come to expect and know so well, certainly in the 2013 portion of the schedule. Trevon Diggins, Ethan Meeker, and Carson Cheeseman, the three-guard lineup for the Silver Streaks, two seniors, and Meeker, the freshman. And then in the post, Grant Gibson, the 6'2 sophomore, the leading scorer for the Silver Streaks, coming in at just over 20 points a game. And Ryan Carl, the 6'5 senior. For the United Township Panthers, we talked about in the pregame, no seniors on this club whatsoever. Eight juniors, six sophomores. They start four juniors. Cody Vroman, a 5'10 junior. Trevor May at 5'8. Raymond Turan is at 6'4. And Dalton Oates is 6'3. The only sophomore in the starting lineup is 6'3, Lamont Mitchell. I would anticipate, Jim, a defensive battle tonight. Wouldn't surprise me if the winning team finished up in the 40s here tonight.
Yeah, I'd rather see us go a little higher than
yeah,
that.
Streaks score 60. I'm 100% confident we win.
I'd love to see that. But UT, as Mark Polite is their head coach, is going to play pretty solid defense. And if they don't early, he'll call a timeout and read them the riot act until they do. So Silver Streaks, hopefully they're pumped. It's been a week since that heartbreaking shot against the Rocks knocked us off over at the Rock Garden. I think the kids have gotten over that handily and are excited and ready to play tonight. And we've got really maybe our hottest scorer ready to come off the bench at any time. Joe Williams, who had that career high last week, he's been popping it in from three-point land the last couple of weeks. And you can see he's already anxious to get his shot in here tonight.
Mike told us in the pregame interview, which we unfortunately weren't able to work in, that practice-wise this week, despite that difficult loss last Friday at Rock Island, felt it's been one of the better weeks of practice that they've had all season long. Felt the kids came back real strong and ready to come out here and play for a chance to win the conference. But you got to win here tonight against an underdog East Moline team. The Panthers, with a record of 5-19, win the tip. With Trevor May bringing it into the front court, hands off to Cody Vroman at 5'10". Lost it into the corner to Lamont Mitchell at 6'3". Back out high to Vroman, driving inside the free throw line with a one-hander, banks it in, and the Panthers score first.
Nice shot on the move, about halfway down the paint, maybe a little more. Got it off the glass, rolled around and fell down, and UT will come out in the full court press.
Putting a little pressure on the Silver Streaks in the early going, coming out of the backcourt. Mitchell will guard Cheeseman. With a left-hand dribble into the front court. Lost his man briefly to the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it off to Trevon Diggins in the low left corner. Trevor May backs away, daring Trevon to shoot from the outside. He penetrates, kicks it out to Cheeseman near half court. Sophomores winners tonight by a final of 52-49. Had a little 7-0 run in the fourth quarter that opened up a tie game to a 7-point lead at 45-38. And they ended up winning it, no going away down the stretch. As Ethan Meeker drives inside, gets blocked and rebounded by Lamont Mitchell. And the Streaks come up empty on their first offensive possession. A three on the way from the outside won't go. Coming out of the top of the circle nearly, Ryan Carl down the lane comes up with a rebound.
Yeah, Ryan ripped that one away. Good to see Ryan that active and that strong early.
Quick jumper from the left side won't go down for Gibson. And now Carl coming out of the backside, knocks it out of Roman's hands, slaps him on the wrist and gets called for the foul.
Yep, that's one of those you love to see aggressiveness, but not a foul we really want right there. Ryan's been in foul trouble quite a bit this year, and a quick one there didn't help.
2-0, Panthers in the early going. We're a minute and a half into the game. Silver Streaks have a couple of misses. Fade away, off balance, missing badly. Grant Gibson after the defense out high comes down along the baseline for the rebound, and then a reach-in foul on Dalton Oaks guarding Gibson too closely, bringing it into the front court.
A Gibson strength right there. A lot of players, Oaks might get to that ball, but Gibson uses that right arm and just shielded Oaks away from it, used his muscle, got the ball, and then Oaks was frustrated and committed the foul afterwards. So that was kind of an extension of what was going on under the basket in the rebounding battle when they got the foul.
On the right side, Trevon Diggins on the wing, tries to work around a Gibson screen on the high-low, keeps it on the outside to Ryan Carl instead. Now left side over to Ethan Meeker, driving into the lane, gets bumped, kicks it out to Gibson, quick pass, flashing through the lane, knocked out of Ryan's Carl's hands, and stolen away by Lamont Mitchell, who gets tied up with Carl's feet, manages to keep his balance without turning it over. Now a bad dribble by Trevor May, loses it into the hands of Diggins, drives to the other end and is fouled by May. Diggins will shoot two free throws.
You know, it's amazing is that Diggins picked that ball up, and there were two United Township players that were probably 5 or 6 feet up the court from him, and he took it and just blew right by both of them going to the basket. He is so fast.
At the free throw line, Trevon's first one is up and in, and the Streaks have their first point at the 5:51 mark of the first quarter on a free throw. Diggins just 48% on the season, 39 of 80 now on the year. Second one, good as well, and we're tied at two.
So Trevon, who was so key down the stretch in that Rock Island game last week with a couple of big steals and layups that got us back in it, puts us on the board with the first two here tonight.
On the outside, Trevor May, the 5'8 junior, guarded by Diggins, bounces it over to left side, over to Mitchell. The only sophomore in the starting lineup for the Panthers with four juniors. Mitchell wasn't ready for the pass out high, but he recovered in time to prevent the turnover, maintaining the dribble just enough to get the pass away before Grant Gibson comes up for the steal. Now on the right side, May driving in, forces it up badly, too strong off the glass. Cheeseman comes from out high to come up with the rebound. Silver Streaks trying to take their first lead of the night. Gibson with a crossover, gets called for traveling out on the right wing. That's the second turnover on the Silver Streaks.
You know, you talked about Lamont Mitchell of UT, the only sophomore out there with those juniors, but he may have the most upside of any of them. The kid is a really good athlete. We've seen some flashes of potentially great play from him, so if he continues to develop, he'll be a problem.
May on the outside, between the circles, Vroman. Around to the left side, cut off there by Carl, passes it out high to Raymond Taranas, brings it back outside. Now May with the dribble. The left corner of the volleyball line, passes it right corner over to Lamont Mitchell. Starts his dribble to the top of the arc, passes it away. Here's May down the lane, right side, scoops it up, blocked by Carl. He keeps it inbounds. Diggins chases down the loose ball, rebound.
Good anticipation by Ryan. He saw that one coming from clear out the free throw line and was over there ready to block the shot.
Gibson right side over to Diggins on the wing. Again, May backing off, giving Trevon a lot of room to shoot. He fires a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound batted away by Grant Gibson out of bounds. Back to UT. Silver Streaks cold shooting here in the early going, but still tied at two, 4.5 minutes still to go in the first quarter. Galesburg still looking for its first basket.
Yeah, and United Township has done a very nice job defensively. The shots that we're taking are not real good shots at this point. That one from Trevon is, you know, at one point of the season it would have been, but his jump shot just doesn't even look right anymore. And so they want he and Carson Cheeseman to shoot it from the outside. They'll give them those shots.
UT, meanwhile, has taken a few sloppy shots of their own. They're 1 of 5 from the field here in the early going. Substitutions in, Joe Williams and Marcus Ross for the Silver Streaks. Keegan Winskunis is in for United Township along with Grant Webb, the 5'10 sophomore on the dribble right now. Hands it over to Winskunis, who was a thorn in the Silver Streaks side down at John Field Gymnasium. Baseline pass goes off May's hands out of bounds. UT turns it over.
Well, I like to think that United Township is missing an opportunity here because the Silver Streaks are not playing very well. We hope and think that they'll get it going. United Township turning it over again there has been a little sloppy when they've done a nice job defensively and missed a chance to get a lead at home.
Williams to the free throw line. Marcus Ross found an opening, kicks it out. Meeker for three. Good.
By the way, Ethan.
Silver Streaks take a 5-2 lead. First lead of the night, first basket of the game at the 3:43 mark of quarter number one. May on the outside. Now Webb comes out high for the pass. Deverick Rogers at 6'1 junior into the game for United Township as well. Now a foul from Trevon Diggins as he gets caught up in a screen between Webb and May, and that's the first foul on Diggins, second foul on the Silver Streaks. 3:29 to go first quarter, 5-2 Galesburg. Webb will inbound the end of the Galesburg bench, front end of the Galesburg bench. Taranas gives it right back to Webb. Hesitation drive, big jump stop along the right side of the lane, and a delayed travel called by the official, third turnover on the Panthers.
Yeah, that was hard to tell whether he called it on the long jump stop or whether he moved his foot a little bit once he got there. He did cover a lot of ground with that jump stop, though.
Full court press by UT on the inbounds. Williams to Ross, right back to Joe. Williams brings it up into the backcourt. Gets tripped up at half court by Webb. Gets the pass away to Marcus Ross on the sideline. Gives way to Grant Gibson. Dribbles through a double team, knocked onto the floor, dives for it, saves it to Denzel Jones for the Silver Streaks, and it gives way to Williams, who will reset the offense. Left side Ross onto the wing, Gibson. Ethan Meeker, the only Silver Streak who has not touched it on this possession. He has it now in front of the UT bench. Driving in from the right side, baseline shot, good. 5 points in the game for Meeker. He has both of Galesburg's baskets. Streaks lead 7-2.
He's taking advantage of the opportunities they're giving.
Driving in, Trevor May draws contact from Denzel Jones, makes a basket and a three-point play possibility.
I was going to say on the other end, Grant Gibson getting throttled pretty well. Not many openings there. Trevor May has had him in his sights most of this first quarter, and so we need somebody to step up, and that has been Meeker so far.
Cody Roman back into the game. Keegan Winskuna sits down for the Panthers. May to the free throw line, misses it. Silver Streaks have a 7-4 lead. Grant Gibson rebounds the ball. Galesburg on top, 7-4. Williams on the outside.
Joe.
Turns it over. Into the backcourt. Webb picks it up, and then Williams reaches in, fouls him. Webb gets the shot up, banks it in off the glass, but the official indicating, really before the shot ever went through the basket, that the foul was on the floor. So that, fortunately for the Silver Streaks, negates a three-point play. Everybody lined up at the free throw line as if they expect the basket to count. But UT will have to inbound it, still trailing 7-4 after the turnover and the foul.
The PA announcer said count it. He thought the official was saying basket good when he was pointing at the floor there.
Bad pass on the inbounds. Goes through about four different players. Nobody touched it. It goes into the backcourt, and UT recovers. Now Webb with it, brings it across midcourt. Around a screen set, freeing up. On the left side to the outside, Deverick Rogers fires a long three, trying to save it into the far corner. Cody Vroman goes two rows up into the stands, but he can't catch up to it, and Silver Streaks get it back on the dead ball rebound.
Well, just like we saw in the first meeting between these two teams, offensively, when United Township is bad, they're very bad. They take bad shots. They're not very good perimeter shooters, but then they heated it up in the second half down at John Thiel Gym, led by, as you mentioned, Winskuna. The little guy can get hot. Let's hope it doesn't happen tonight.
Grant Gibson into the front court. Drives in with a running one-handed floater. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. It's blocked and then saved by Marcus Ross into the hands of Joe Williams. He'll bring it back out. Ross left side over to Diggins. They had him open on the left side if he wanted to drive in. He doesn't. Now Ross tries to take the left baseline. Draws contact. And a blocking foul called. That was a close play. Could have gone either way, but Raymond Taranas draws the blocking foul and Marcus Ross will get two free throws.
I figured we were headed the other way with that one. Might have caught a break there. Let's see if we can cash in with points with Marcus at the free throw line.
So Marcus's first one takes his time. It's up and off the back of the rim. Ross, like a number of Silver Streaks, struggles at the free throw line. He came in at exactly 50% on the season, 13 of 26. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good.
Yeah. Week ago tomorrow, Saturday swirl, I believe I saw where Marcus was the king.
Yes, he was.
For Galesburg High School. Nice tribute to a good young man.
In the lane, Joe Williams. Oh, travel call as Grant Webb stepped inside the free throw line. And as Joe Williams started to reach in, Webb ended up dragging the pivot foot. And that's the fourth Panther turnover now, right?
Yep, four on them, three on us.
Moline has started off 0-for-6 from the field. Trails Rock Island 7-1 under 3 minutes to go at Wharton Fieldhouse. 8-4 here. Galesburg on top by 4. Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Gibson, right side, over to Tyson Parks into the game for the first time for the Silver Streaks. Denzel Jones out high. Hands off to Trevon Diggins, driving into the lane.
Nice.
Dumps it right back to Jones underneath and lays it up and in.
Heck of a look that time by Diggins, and this time Denzel finished it. He missed some opportunities last week, but he finished that one well.
And a turnover by UT. Bad pass down low, stolen away. Diggins right past his man on the outside, lays it in. Timeout UT. Panthers now down 12-4, 1:11 to go in the first quarter. A 30-second timeout called by Coach Mark Polite. And our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. Jim Lee, to East Moline tonight, and all weekend long. We'll be happy to talk about this one throughout the weekend.
Yes, we like to get it one night, let alone two. The 2011 Nissan Murano is a certified pre-owned. It's a beautiful black Murano. Got about 23,000 miles, I believe, and that certified pre-owned fleet. You can count that that's going to be good for a long, long time. The limited 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty as they stand behind their Nissan products. Stop by and ask them about the 2011 Nissan Murano, but don't do it tonight or tomorrow. We'll have it going up to Ridgewood for tomorrow night's game, and then we'll have it back in the lot on Sunday.
Well, you can always ask about it.
Well, that's true. Just don't try and take it from us because we're kind of fond of it right now.
Yes, we certainly are. Minute 11 to go here in the first quarter. Silver Streaks forcing a United Township timeout. Galesburg on a little 5-0 run, have taken a 12-4 lead here. On the outside, Cody Vroman reverses directions back to May, driving in, fadeaway in the lane, bad shot off the glass, rebounded by the Panthers. Saved out to Evan Spurgettis, who has it now on the left side. Good athletic rebound by Lamont Mitchell to keep that one alive for the Panthers. On the outside, dishing it out. Here's Mitchell for a long three, and that's good.
Well, they were due to hit one eventually, and he finally got it down there.
12-7, Galesburg by 5. On the baseline, Williams lofts it out. Gibson trying to chase it down, gets a hand on it, bats it into the backcourt, knocks it out of bounds on the far end, and Galesburg turns it over.
Boy, just an awful inbounds pass. You can't throw that one. That was just up for grabs. You got to find somebody closer to you to get the ball to than that.
So the Panthers down 5 now coming out of the timeout with a three-pointer with a chance to cut the lead back down to 2 very quickly depending on what transpires here. On the outside, Vroman, guarded by Jones. Vroman with a dribble, gets away to Mitchell. On the right side, on the outside, Spurgettis bounces pass, bad pass, stolen away. Diggins on the run at the other end with a run out, lays it up and in. Down to 8 seconds to go. Galesburg 14-7 on top by 7. From the backcourt into the front court, Spurgettis trying to lose Joe Williams on the outside, spins in the lane, misses the shot. That's the end of the first quarter. 14-7 Galesburg after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a great time to get organized now during Menards Garage Cleanup Sale. Save big on shelving, storage organizers, and much more. Keep your garage floor clean with 18-inch push brooms by Libman. Choose from rough, smooth, or multi-surface styles, just $7.99 each. Organize a wide range of items with a durable 3-piece resin storage system by Rubbermaid. With a 2-foot-wide wall cabinet and 3-foot-wide full and base cabinets, it's just $367.
Save big money at Menards.
WGIL congratulates Jean Hall of Galesburg, who won $75 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations, Jean, from WGIL.
One quarter gone at the Panther Den at United Township High School. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. 14-7 Galesburg after one. Not the best played first quarter, Jim, but I didn't feel like Galesburg necessarily took full advantage of their opportunities there, but had a nice little run there in the last 2 minutes of the first quarter to get us a little more comfortable through one, I'd say.
And you consider we didn't score for about the first two and a half minutes outside of a couple of free throws by Trevon. It's not a bad quarter, and Trevon was great. A couple of steals and transition layups. We've got an inadvertent buzzer.
They're going to let him keep playing here.
And the band was just playing the Galesburg fight song. That was cool.
On the left side, Deverick Rogers, as the Panthers have the first possession of quarter number 2. And there's another buzzer. And this time they will stop play. Steve Cheeseman was over barking at the scoring table. And they did finally get the action stopped here. Now one of the officials is going to come over and get whatever the problem is straightened away here. Silver Streaks have the ball. Is that the issue on the alternating possession? They should have had the ball?
Yeah, I think they thought the wrong team had, because they kept pointing down this way, which would indicate toward the Silver Streaks basket, but we're going towards United Township.
UT won the tip, and I don't remember any held balls after that or any kind of alternating possession situation, so I think that's the issue here.
So that's why they kept blowing the horn to get the officials' attention to say, guys, let's stop and talk about this.
But and that would explain why Steve Cheeseman was at the scoring table while the action was going on, strongly making his case for something.
Well, and I would think if that's the case, they'll have to reset the clock at 8 minutes, because we've had 18 seconds go off, but really nothing has transpired in that time.
And that's what's going to happen. So Mike Reynolds got the explanation. Carson Cheeseman was standing now below us at half court for at least a minute down there, and they do reset the clock to 8 minutes to go. So the 18 seconds we just had never happened. A little time warp there.
Was that Men in Black? You looked at the neuralizer. That didn't happen.
So Galesburg with the ball. Cheeseman, Diggins, Gibson, Meeker, and Ryan Carl. So the starting five to begin quarter number two here at the Panther Den. Ryan Carl on the outside for three. A little bit short. Rebound in the lane. Picked off by Lamont Mitchell. He has three rebounds already in the early going for the Panthers. Moline's had a little better finish to the first quarter than they had a start. They cut the deficit down to two at the end of one. Rock Island leads 11-9 at Wharton Fieldhouse after one quarter. On the left side, Cody Vroman. Back between the circles it goes to Deverick Rogers. He'll back away from Grant Gibson. Pass over to Mitchell. Now right side to Spergettis. Outside the wing, guarded by Trevon Diggins. We're 50 seconds into quarter number two, driving in from the right side. Spergettis high off the glass, softly banks it in. 14-9, Galesburg by five now.
Yeah, heck of a job by Spergettis. At just 5'8", he had to get over Ryan Carl. He got that ball way up on the glass, and he elevated well to get the shot off. Carl thought he was going to block it, and Spergettis had other ideas.
At the free throw line, Diggins passes it away to Grant Gibson. Now Cheeseman will back up near the volleyball line. Carl comes out high, bounce pass in the lane, turnaround jumper by Gibson is off the mark to the right. Rebound by Deverick Rogers. Tough shooting night for Grant Gibson, who's 0-4 here, minute and a half into the second quarter. Quick jumper on the outside, won't go down. Ethan Meeker down low, rebounds the miss by Deverick Rogers. On the right side, Grant Gibson steps on the sideline. Boy, United Township has just really got Grant all out of sorts here in the early going.
Yeah, and it's a little surprising in the fact that he started so well against that athletic Rock Island team last week, just carried us through the opening quarter of that one. But here in the first quarter and early second tonight, very, very frustrated.
Zach Burry hits a three-pointer near the end of the first quarter at Don Morris Gymnasium. Otherwise, a very poor first quarter by the Quincy Blue Devils. Alleman leads 14-7 after one. And a foul by Grant Gibson. As United Township gets a little penetration coming in from the left side. I'm sorry, they called that on Meeker. That's the first on Ethan.
Yeah, I was sure that was going to be on Grant, but Meeker will take the foul. And, you know, interesting, I did some emailing with Brock Hampsmeyer, the broadcaster from Quincy this week, and he said the Devils were pretty bummed, not only about the loss last week to Moline, but also losing their number two scorer to academic ineligibility. So
yeah,
it sounds like they got a little hangover going up there to Alleman, and I bet Sean Tater's going to have to try and cure him of that real fast.
First free throw missed. Second one on the way and good by Cody Vroman. 14-10. Silver Streaks by four.
Oh.
And then they turn it over on the inbound. Stolen away by Webb. Drives baseline. Bad pass through the lane. Through the wickets of Ryan Carl. Picked up by Carson Cheeseman. Leads the break into the front court. Grant Gibson gets his first basket of the game.
This looks like a game that we want to get as many transition opportunities as possible, because that's the difference in this game right now, is some breakaway layups off of turnovers.
On the outside, this is Vroman with it. Into the lane to Tirana. Skips it out left side. Fake by May. Trying to drive in. Dishes it out. Right side jumper by Mitchell. Good again. He's knocked down 2 3-pointers in this first half. UT within three now at 16-13. They already have more points in this half than they did in the first half at John Thiel Gymnasium a month ago. Into the front court, Cheeseman to Diggins to the top of the circle. Hesitation drive down the right side, and an offensive foul called as Diggins going to the basket. Tirana's was there waiting, draws the charge, and that's the second foul of the game on Diggins.
No argument from Trevon on that as he headed up court and will now head to the bench. Denzel Jones to check in for him, and Marcus Ross will replace Ryan Carl.
Just not comfortable with the way this game is going for the Silver Streaks right now. Still lead by three, though. Under 5.5 minutes to go here in this first half. 16-13 is the Galesburg advantage. Wenskunas on the right side, down the right side. Stolen away as Webb tries to go up for it. Williams got in there, knocked it loose, dives for it, and a travel called on the right side as Lamont Mitchell picked up the loose ball right in front of the Galesburg bench, and Williams diving for the ball. Just gave him happy feet, I guess. I don't know where the travel came from, but that's the eighth turnover on UT.
Well, it's one of those games where, you know, I'm like you. I'm not real satisfied with the way we're playing, but I look at United Township and see how bad their ball handling is often, and they don't shoot very well, and you still feel like we can spread this game out with any kind of consistency on offense here before the half.
Joe Williams drives in, rebounds his own miss, puts it back up and in. Off-balance shot by Joe, cutting in from the right side, but he got the offensive rebound. Galesburg by 5, 18-13, and the Streaks call a full timeout. 4:51 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. You've seen Survivor on TV. Why not learn the skills yourself at the Outdoor Skills Seminar at WIU's Hornfield Campus in Macomb? It's on Saturday the 26th, and it's free to the public. For more info, click our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
4:51 to go in the first half here at the Panther Den. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from United Township High School. Silver Streaks lead the Panthers 18-13 at Wharton Fieldhouse. Moline has now taken a 14-11 lead over Rock Island. Under 6 minutes to go in the first half. For the Maroons, Jed Wood has scored all but 1 point. For the Maroons, he has 13 of their 14 points in a 14-11 lead in the first half at Wharton. Into the front court, UT coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Grant Webb, the sophomore, with it, guarded out high by Williams, gets it away to May. Terrible pass, and I guess Galesburg got a hand on it because UT is going to hang on to it here. I don't know who touched it. I didn't see anybody. I mean, there were players in the vicinity. I didn't really see anybody reach out and get it.
I'd already written down the turnover. They've had some just awful passes, not in the neighborhood of anybody in this first half.
On the bounce pass on the inbound to Deverick Rogers, driving in on the left wing. Cut off by Meeker. Pump fakes on the left side. Comes up short. Rebound off Marcus Ross's hands. And then deflected away by Rogers out of bounds. And the Silver Streaks will get it back here.
Interesting use of a 60-second timeout there by Coach Reynolds. Must have been seeing something that he thought he could improve on with the Streaks just going up 18-13.
On the inbounds quickly, Silver Streaks break the press. Missed jumper by Grant Gibson. Rebound taken away from Ethan Meeker. And Trevor May comes up with it for United Township. Still a tough shooting night. Here's May driving in from the right side and a push foul called on the Silver Streaks. That's the seventh team foul on Galesburg and a shooting foul anyway with 4:12 to go in the first half. And we talked about the foul trouble from time to time, especially during the second half of the season. And UT is going to be at the free throw line the rest of the half on any Galesburg foul. First of the game, second of the game on Denzel Jones. First free throw by May is off the back of the rim.
May, in that win last week against IVC, had... Yeah, 13 out of his 15 points in the fourth quarter. Maybe that was the Alleman game, actually. It was. And he just kind of willed the team to win after they nearly blown that game against the Pioneers. And so we haven't seen that kind of scoring out of him as he bricks another free throw here.
Tyson Parks comes down with a rebound, although he nearly lost it. Now Williams trapped, gets it down court to Tyson, who's alone, and then he gets blocked going up for the shot, saved out of bounds, but United Township's Taranas was standing there out of bounds as he tried to deflect it back in. That was after the block by Taranas, and the Silver Streaks do hang on to it here.
Now Tyson just a little slow to get that shot up to the basket. He was trying to get his footing and allowed the East Moline player time to recover and block the shot.
On the inbound, Gibson inside the free throw line gets blocked going up for the shot. That'll be a foul on May from the backside. And that'll be number two of the game on Trevor May. And he's their primary ball handler, so a tough decision for Mark Polite here with his team down five. Just past the midpoint of the first half, whether or not to leave May in the game with two fouls. First free throw by Gibson is good. Only his third point of the night. I got Grant shooting 1-for-6 in the game so far, but that's as much a credit to the Panthers' defense as it is to anything here.
Yeah, and you got to figure he'll have a little run in him, too. They're not going to hold him down to 4 or 5 points tonight, so we've got that coming at some point of the game, but he missed a second free throw.
Rebounded by Mitchell, his fourth of the game for UT. Silver Streaks lead by 6. Under 4 minutes to go first quarter. May does stay on the floor. He has it now on the left side right in front of the Galesburg bench. Wenskunas with it now between the circles. Right side Mitchell now into the hands of Webb, the sophomore. Guarded by Meeker, the freshman for the Silver Streaks. May with it out high near the top of the arc. Coming out, Mitchell reverses back into the left corner. Three-pointer on the way, won't go. Weak side rebound by Marcus Ross. Silver Streaks trying to build on a 6-point lead. Into the front court, Gibson. Left side Marcus from the wing. Airballs it, throws it over the basket, and the rebound May on the weak side. into the front court. May pulls up at the free throw line. Swish.
There's that shooting touch.
19-15, so 5-point turnaround there after the 3-point miss in the basket at the other end by the Panthers. Now down 4. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Williams with a pull-up. Left post, hits it. Back-to-back baskets by Joe Williams, who has 4 in the quarter. 21-15, Gelsberg by 6. 16-11, Moline. Wood hit another basket. He's got 15 of their 16 now. On the outside, May, guarded by Gibson. We're going to get a hand check called on Grant. That is his first foul, and it sends May to the free throw line, shooting a 1-1. Silly foul, 30 feet away from the basket there.
You know, that last basket by Joe Williams, though, shows why he's so dangerous on the move and just stopped, kind of leaned in, and then came back. The defender went back, and Joe's got a quick release and a high release. He's not going to get a lot of shots blocked. As he's got a pretty jump shot and one that he releases at the peak of his jump, and so Joe's going to get a lot of points before his career is done here in Gelsberg.
First free throw by May is good. He'd missed his previous three. Rock Island bench got called for a technical. Wood made another free throw. He's got 16 of their 17 points now. The Maroons lead by 6. Both free throws by May, good here. Gelsberg by 4, 21-17. Meeker fouled on the sideline, talking about silly fouls. Cody Broman didn't give Meeker room to maneuver on the sideline, but that's only the fifth foul on United Township. First of the game on Broman. Streaks will inbound it right in front of their own bench.
Well, so far your prediction of this game being played in the 40s is about right on track.
Gibson.
I hope we get on track, but right now it's pretty ugly.
Gibson on the dribble inside the volleyball line. Loses man on the outside. Tries to dribble between two players. It knocked away out of his hands, out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Streak sophomores won tonight, 52-49. Varsity leads here by 4, 21-17, 2:31 to go first half. Back into the game, Ryan Carl for the Silver Streaks, replacing Tyson Parks.
I wasn't sure Moline would beat Rock Island, but I was pretty sure they wouldn't lose by 30 again like they did the first time, 71-41.
Driving in from the left side, Meeker blocked. That's the third time the Silver Streaks have been blocked going to the basket, and the dead ball rebounds out of bounds. Gelsberg keeps it. Good luck to the Gelsberg boys swim team in sectional action tomorrow. Trying to advance, if not the whole team, at least a number of individuals or relay teams to state. Grant Gibson misses the three from the top of the arc. Rebound, loose ball picked up by Vroman into the front court for the Panthers. Silver Streaks continue to struggle shooting the ball, and another three by Lamont Mitchell. That's three in the game now, 9 points, and he pulls the Panthers within one at 21-20, a 6-point turnaround there.
Yeah, that's not going to make Mike Reynolds happy whenever one shooter makes too many threes.
Meeker to answer, right wing drains it.
Beautiful.
He's got 8. Gelsberg back on top by 4, 24-20. It was a big basket by Ethan as we go under 2 minutes to go in the first half. May into the front court, driving in on Gibson. Passes out left side to Mitchell. Back to the free throw line. Oaks gives it away, driving in left side.
Oh, come on.
And contact by Vroman as he runs into Gibson in the lane, falls down, just throws it up toward the basket. Mike Reynolds is barking against the call against Gibson, which is foul number 2 on Grant.
Yeah, I completely agree with him on Grant. Grant was standing there for a long time, and the ball handler was out of control and crashed
clearly
into Gibson. Grant may have fallen back a little more than he would have had to, but that was clearly a charge that went the wrong way.
First free throw by Vroman off the back of the rim. Rebound between Gibson, saved on the baseline. Tries to get it back to Ross, falling out of bounds, and UT knocks it out.
Panthers not helping themselves at the line.
No. Oh. 24-20, Gelsberg by 4, minute 38 to go in the first half. Into the front court, Ethan Meeker from the pass from Ryan Carl drives all the way to the other end. Streaks break the press beautifully, and now lead by 6, 26-20. Into the front court, Spurgettis for United Township. Right side over to Webb, back to Spurgettis. Left wing goes to Mitchell. He's guarded by Ross. Pass to the outside, out high to Spurgettis. Guarded by Denzel Jones there. Minute 15 to go first half. Streaks by 6. On the left side, Cody Vroman. Right side over to Webb on the wing. In the lane, Tirana's going down the lane. Webb on the dribble with a keeper guarded by Williams. Passes it off to Vroman. Runs into Williams. Passes it away to Spurgettis on the outside. Under a minute to go first half. Panthers with the ball trailing by 6 on the outside. Webb. Jones gives him a little room. Now starts the dribble around the screen. Webb reverses directions, pulls up at the free throw line. Shot rolls in and out. Ryan Carl hauls down the rebound and protects the ball well. Into the front court quickly. Williams bumped from behind. Right corner. Meeker baseline, down the lane, Marcus Ross, up and in.
Heady play by Meeker coming baseline and just caught Ross coming down the middle. A nice dish, and Ross a good finish.
28-20, Galesburg by 8, under 30 seconds to go in the first half. First basket of the game for the senior Ross. On the outside between the circles, this is Spurgettis. Let's see if the Panthers hold for the last shot here now, down under 20 seconds to go. Spurgettis working left. Jones fights through a screen, reverses back to Tiranas. Falls down, stolen away by Jones. Down to 9 seconds to go. Down the lane, past his man. Jones misses the layup and then steals it away. Now picked up by Mitchell. Down to 2 seconds to go. On the run, Spurgettis can't hit the shot at the buzzer. And the Streaks go to the locker room, leading by 8, 28-20. When we come back on the halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, we'll look at the first half statistics. We'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, and we'll look at the individual scoring as well. Also get an update from Wharton Fieldhouse and Don Morris Gymnasium. All the Western Big Six games in the Quad Cities here tonight. We'll give you our scoreboard show coming up as well. Galesburg 28, UT 20 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Cratty. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime at the Panther Den. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks lead United Township 28-20 here at halftime. And Jim, I don't know that I'm still feeling entirely comfortable, but Streaks just kind of put together a little burst here, a little burst there, whether it's spurred by the defense. They just get a little quick 4-point run, a little 6-point run, and that's just enough to give them an 8-point lead here in the first half.
Well, and that's good. We had a couple of breakouts by Trevon in the first quarter. Ethan had one in the second quarter, and somebody else, I think maybe Joe did. And that's the difference of the ball game right now, because from a half-court standpoint, it's been awfully tough to score for both teams. The defense has been good, but the offense not been very crisp on either end as well. So Silver Streaks in pretty good stead now, up 8. Again, remember, we were up 20 at halftime when we played them before and barely held on to win. But hopefully we can continue to clamp down on defense as we've done so far. UT 7 of 20 from the field, 35%. They got 3 three-pointers all from the same guy. And yeah, so that's been really what's kept them in the game. If Lamont Mitchell isn't hitting those threes, they might have another 10 here at halftime like they did the last time we played. Silver Streaks at 11 of 25 for the half, 44%. Your rebounding totals right now favoring the Silver Streaks. I've got them for 17, and United Township for 11. And the turnovers, UT with 10 in the half, and the Silver Streaks with 7. And that's where we look at it on paper, and the Streaks with an even 14 in each quarter to build that 8-point lead.
The rest of your halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill. United Township, Jim mentioned the 3 three-pointers by Lamont Mitchell. He has all 3 of the ones that they've made. They're 3 for 7 as a team. We talked about their free throw shooting woes, only 3 for 8 from the free throw line, so under 50% there. Silver Streaks, 2 of 6 from 3-point range, and 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. It couldn't be going any better for the Silver Streaks right now. Moline leads Rock Island 26-19 at halftime, thanks to 19 straight points by Jed Wood in the first half. I don't know that he scored 19 points in the previous 8 Western Big Six games.
Well, I'm trying to think, who's Jed Wood? I think of some of the Moline players, and he's not one that jumps to mind, but nope. He sure is on his game tonight, apparently.
And at Don Morris Gymnasium, Alleman leads Quincy 27-15 at halftime.
They've held 15-15 in the half.
So the two first-place teams are both losing on the road tonight. Galesburg in second place leads here at halftime 28-20. So Silver Streaks need to keep it going. We'll take a timeout here on the halftime show. We'll take a look at the individual scoring. We'll talk it over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back. Galesburg 28, UT 20. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Look no further. For a limited time, get 2 Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.50 at McDonald's. Now that's a catch. Price of single item posted on menu board. Price and participation may vary.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 15 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 28. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 17. Sunday, sunny and not as cold with a high around 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy and not as cold with a low of 32. Finally, President's Day, partly sunny with a chance of rain in the morning. Then more rain likely in the afternoon, high of 45. Monday night, cloudy with a chance of rain in the evening, then a chance of snow after midnight, low of 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 19 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
28-20, Galesburg leads at the half. Let's go down to the sideline where Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman for our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Here's Jim.
All right, we're courtside with Steve Cheeseman. What are you going to do with all this time? This is a luxury you must not have had a whole lot to say there.
Well, I mean, you know, we talked about they're a much improved ball club. We talked about, you know, not losing 40. We gave up 9 to him on three-pointers. Talked about getting the ball moving a little bit more on the offensive end. Got a little stagnant. When we do that, we get stuck. And otherwise, you know, play our game. We really try to focus on ourselves this week. And if we can execute, we feel like we get some things done.
Anything in particular you do to stop Lamont Mitchell, 40, that hit those 3 three-pointers?
Well, we teach, you know, help side defense. But here you got to stay a little bit more connected to him. You can't help off of him. You got to get on his right, make him put it on the floor and contain him there. But don't let him float around and get comfortable and get his feet set and you know, shoot off the pass like that. He's very comfortable and very good there.
The difference in this game has been us getting out in transition a number of times, because in the half-court offense, it's pretty tough right now.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. When we get the ball pushed ahead, it creates some rhythm. It creates some movement. It's hard to guard us. They're really trying to trap us right now. And that keeps that from happening.
any reminder to the kids of the last time you played and were up 20 at the half, or do you forget that?
You know, that's something we talked about, but I think what we talked about here is we really played with a nice burst at the end of the half. We've got to continue that. First 3 minutes are big, and they're much improved, as I said. So we've got to come out and play hard here for the next 16 minutes.
As always, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime, where the Silver Streaks lead United Township 28-20. And once again, from around the Western Big Six, it's Moline leading Rock Island at the half by 7. And at United, and at Alleman High School, rather, the Pioneers lead the Quincy Blue Devils by 12. So everything going the Silver Streaks' way here. Again, but they got to keep it up here in the second half and make it happen. Let's take a look at the final statistics here in terms of the individual scoring for United Township. Lamont Mitchell with those 3 three-pointers leads the scoring for the Panthers with 9. Trevor May has 6. Cody Roman, 3. And Evans Forgettis has 2 for the Panthers. Grant Webb, Raymond Taranis, Keegan Wenskunas, Deverick Rogers, and Dalton Oaks have not scored in the first half for the United Township Panthers. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker leads Galesburg in scoring with 10. Trevon Diggins has 6. Joe Williams with 4. Grant Gibson and Marcus Ross with 3. Denzel Jones with 2. UT tries an alley-oop on the first play of the second half, and the Streaks get in the middle of it and knock it loose and force a turnover. So Galesburg with an 8-point lead now has the ball to get quarter number 3 underway. Gibson left side over to Cheeseman. Hands off to Ethan Meeker. Now onto the left side to Grant Gibson, trying to work around the screen. Lost the ball out of bounds. Knocked away by United Township. And the Silver Streaks hang on to it. So the 5 starters on the floor to begin the second half for the Silver Streaks. Gibson will inbound for the right of his own basket, having scored only 3 points in the first half. In the lane, forces up a shot high off the glass, won't go. Gets a hand on the rebound, comes out with it, and it gets fouled going up for the putback. Just absolute out-hustled. 4 United Township players in the lane to come away with that rebound.
Well, speaking of hustle, keep talking. I'm still out of breath from climbing the bleachers here. They are high at United Township. I feel like I'm at Normal West when I run up those.
Gibson to the free throw line, misses the free throw. Just nothing coming easy for Grant here tonight. He was 1-for-7, now 1-for-8 in the game shooting, and 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Second free throw good. 4 points for Gibson. Silver Streaks by 9, 29-20. They've scored 8 in a row since UT cut the lead in the second quarter to 21-20. Just underway in quarter number 3. On the outside, Lamont Mitchell. Right side over to Trevor May. Now down along the low blocks to get it into Dalton Oaks. Turn around with the left hand. Air ball. Good defense by Ryan Carl.
Was.
Rebound by Grant Gibson.
Made himself very big in there. It was tough to get over the top of him there.
Grant came up with a 6th rebound after that miss by Oaks at the other end. That was Oaks' first shot of the game after he started. Now Carl with it on the outside, trying to get it away. Meeker comes out to help out, takes the handoff, reverses right back to Carl. Pulls out from 15 feet, gives it back to Grant, gets called for traveling on the outside.
A little delayed whistle, but there was no question he took off before he put that on the floor. And this is probably as tough a night as we've seen Grant have all year so far.
That's what certainly scouting will do throughout the season. The games don't get any easier, regardless of who you're playing in a conference matchup. Just ask Butler about that, the way they got knocked off in their conference the other night. On the outside, Trevor May. Gibson backs off. Now May penetrates inside the free throw line. Gibson recovers, cuts him off, bounces it back out to Taranis. On the left side, Vroman trying to drive in on Meeker, cuts him off on the baseline, and reverses back out. Bad pass by Taranis, stolen away by Diggins. Down the right side, up off the rim, rebound. Gibson, turnaround from the low blocks, won't go. Cheeseman loses the rebound battle, saved by May under the basket. Good opportunity there for the Silver Streaks, and they just came away with nothing.
Yeah, we were never uncontested, but still some shots. You figure you get enough of them close around the basket, you're going to get one to fall, but it didn't happen.
On the outside, Vroman lost Meeker briefly on the outside and then stutter-stepped on the outside and ended up palming the ball, and he turns it over. That's the 12th Panther giveaway. 29-20, Galesburg has the only point of the second half. They lead by 9. Just under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cheeseman into the front court, driving past Mitchell. Pulls up short of the arc. Now right side it goes over to Meeker. Down below us on the right wing, left side it goes over to Diggins. Tries to drive into the free throw line, cut off by Taranis. Passes it left over to Cheeseman. Quick pass by Gibson. Down low, Carl lost the ball on the floor. Stolen away by United Township.
Ryan was ready to make the power move. In fact, he half turned, but he left the ball on the floor.
On the outside, May. Left side, Vroman. On the wing, Taranis. Streaks doing a good job defending the interior here. Taranis bounces it over to Mitchell. He's been their only outside threat in this game so far with 3 3-pointers. May on the dribble right side spins away from Trevon Diggins, misses the shot, rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Meeker. I thought maybe May got a hand on that for United Township, but the Panthers will hang on to it here.
Yeah, May with good hustle over the top denied Meeker the straight rebound, and in fact, his hustle able to get the ball back for the Panthers.
Panthers have gone nearly the first 3 minutes here of this third quarter without scoring. They trail by 9. Tough pass on the inbound. Quick hands stolen away by Williams. Leads the break to the other end. In the lane, scoops it up and in. And a blocking foul. A chance for a three-point play. Streaks with their first double-digit lead of the night at 31-20.
Well, that's about as coast-to-coast as you can get. I mean, he went pretty much baseline to baseline on that. Not only got the shot, but also got the foul as he hit the floor. And Joe is so athletic when he gets out in the open like that.
To the free throw line, it's in and out, and the Streaks aren't doing themselves any favors from the rebound or from the free throw line tonight either. Lamont Mitchell picked up the foul, then rebounded the missed free throw. Galesburg by 11, 31-20. Webb penetrates, cuts off by Williams, picks up his dribble. He's in trouble, gets it away out high to May, who's now guarded by Meeker. Left side over to Webb. Under 5 minutes to play third quarter. Streaks have added on to the 8-point lead at halftime. Driving in, Webb dishes it over. Right side, May with a step back two just inside the arc. Missed it, long rebound. Williams comes down with it, pulls up in the backcourt, and gets it over to Marcus Ross into the front court. On the left side, Ross trying to go backdoor to Meeker. Keeps it on the outside to Gibson instead. Now right side to Diggins on the wing. He'll dribble it back out to the outside. Ross with it now on the left side, looking to go to the baseline to Williams. Instead, it goes to Gibson at the top of the arc. Gibson reverses directions, bounces it out to Marcus. Left side, Diggins on the wing, trying to work around the screen. Gives it off to Gibson. Now Grant dribbles once, hands off to Williams down below us on the sideline. Joe tries to dribble inside, has it knocked away. 10th turnover on the Streaks. Panthers in transition. Streaks get back. Jumper at the free throw line. Missed by Deverick Rogers. Meeker comes in from the outside. And after he punk comes down with a rebound, Taranas fouls him from the backside.
Well, I love the patience we had on the offensive end. When you're up 11, there's no sense taking a shot you don't want, but I had a feeling as it went on that we were just about to turn it over because we really weren't making anything happen offensively, and Joe got a little sloppy with it in there and lost the handle on it. But United Township is so inept offensively tonight, they just came down and missed another shot badly, and Meeker got the rebound.
31-20, 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Meeker into the front court, left side Ross. Diggins with it now on the wing. Driving inside, kicks it out. Grant, an open three. Good!
He pulled off that a little bit. His shots were a little strong tonight. You could see him just pull the arms back a little bit as he measured that one and got down the three ball.
34-20, Galesburg continues to build on its biggest lead. It's a 13-point run since the last 2 minutes of the first half. And here's a foul down low by Marcus Ross as he gives a little contact to Dalton Oaks. That was after Oaks got pretty decent position down low, but fouled before he went up for the shot. That's the first foul of the game on Ross. On the inbounds to Mitchell inside the free throw line, dribbles it back out, gives off to Webb. First foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. On the left side, Rogers on the wing. Streaks in that 1-3-1 here that they have employed a lot here in the second half of the season. Under 3 minutes to go for a third quarter. Panthers still looking for their first points of the second half. Streaks lead by 14. And a tough pass on the inlet and a push called on Trevon Diggins as he came away with a steal from Deverick Rogers, but it gets called instead for his third foul.
Yeah, a little away from the ball. They could have called a foul on May, too. May's a stocky guy, and he just stuck his backside out there as one of the Streaks went by him. It wasn't a screen. I guess a screen of sorts, but not a legal one.
Moline still leads Rock Island by 4, approaching the 5-minute mark in the third quarter down the road from us at Wharton Fieldhouse. Lob on the inbound out high to Webb, gives way to May. 2:45 to go, third quarter here at the Panther Den. Silver Streaks lead by 14. Long road trip tomorrow. Galesburg will travel to Norridge in the Chicago suburbs. Here's a turnaround jumper by May. Hits twice off the rim. Falls away. Gibson with a rebound on the run for the Silver Streaks. Trying to drive down the right side. Fadeaway shot rolls off. Rebound deflected. Out of the lane comes with it is Rogers. Down the lane, pulls up inside the free throw line, banks it in. At the 2:20 mark of the third quarter, United Township finally scores. They trail by 12.
Rogers extended that 6-1 frame. He's a left-hander, an awkward shot, but got it off the glass.
Williams steps into a three, missed it. Ross with a rebound, dishes it out to Grant. Right wing, he'll shoot the three and gets it. And Galesburg calls timeout. Leading 37-22, their biggest lead of the night by 15, 2:04 to go in the third quarter. A full timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You always make hair appointments on a day you choose. Make plans for Card Club without worrying about how you'll get there. And take trips to the store before your daughter gets off work. You've always been Ms. Independent, and ever since your diagnosis, you're determined to stay that way.
If you rely on a medical device to conduct your daily life, that shouldn't stop you from living independently. Handyvan will take you wherever you wish to go within the Galesburg city limits. Just $2 round trip during the day and $6 in the evening. Call 345-3686. Handyvan, helping you live independently.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Galesburg opens the third quarter on a 9-2 run. They lead United Township 37-22 with 2:04 to go here in quarter number three at the Panther Den. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to East Moline tonight and to the Chicago suburbs tomorrow, Jim, and one of our favorite vehicles, the Nissan Murano.
Yeah, well, it's like I told you when I picked you up. I said, now I'm going to spend a week trying to get that out of my mind of putting one of those in my driveway. Love the Nissan Murano, and it's a black one, really sharp. And love the ride of these things. Nice wide seats, very good ride. It's got 23,000, a certified pre-owned, terrific buying opportunity. Stop by and ask the folks at Galesburg Nissan by the Sandberg Mall about it in more detail.
Panthers coming out of the Galesburg timeout. UT with the ball. Quick three on the left side by Rogers. Comes up off the front of the rim, and the rebound by Marcus Ross is fouled from the backside by Lamont Mitchell. That's two on the UT sophomore. And the Silver Streaks now trying to build on a 15-point lead here late in the third quarter when the Panthers went on a little run in the second quarter, cut the Galesburg lead down to 21-20. Silver Streaks have outscored them 16-2 since then. And we're down under a minute and a half now to go here in quarter number three. Gibson on the outside, left side over to Denzel Jones, driving in, avoids the contact, and a blocking foul called on Mitchell, who tried to draw the charge, but Denzel went to his right, and that's the third foul of the game on Mitchell and sends Jones to the free throw line.
You know, that happened at the same spot of the floor where in the first half Grant Gibson got a blocking foul that we didn't agree with, and I think UT's probably got a beef on that one, although Denzel did edge to the side as he hits his first free throw. And sometimes, Brad, I think some officials, if they feel like the guy, even though he has position, is flopping a little bit, they call him for the block, and I think that may have gotten Mitchell a little bit that time.
Jones at the free throw line, only 9 of 16 for the season, so good to see him make the first one there, help the Silver Streaks build the lead here a little bit. Streaks going for the doubleheader sweep here at the Panther Den tonight after the sophomores won 52-49.
Well, they announced the United Township girls were holding their own against Richwood, just down, what, 5 or 6 points, I think, at last report.
Second free throw missed by Jones, rebounded by Taranis for United Township. In the lane, tough spot for Spurgettis. Reach in, stolen away by Ross. He leads the break to the other end with a left hand, gets blocked, rebound put back by Gibson, won't go. Grant again with a putback, rolls off, but he's fouled. He gets two free throws.
Can't believe that one fell off the rim. We had several that could have gone down that didn't.
Especially with about 15 Silver Streaks players and coaches all putting the body language in that one, trying to get that ball to go down.
So again, United Township not good handling the basketball. The Silver Streaks taking advantage of that and getting the breakout. Gibson with a couple of free throws coming. And you've got to like where we're sitting now, up 16 with 1:11 to play. And unlike the first meeting with these guys, United Township not showing a whole lot of signs of offensive life here.
Yeah.
Especially the Winskunas kid who got hot and was just such a spark plug for them in that first meeting really hasn't done much of anything tonight. And now we've got a big officials meeting. I'm not sure what this is all about.
Well, they're showing on the scoreboard, they're showing Spurgettis with the foul. That's the sixth team foul on the Panthers. I guess that's where it'll stay. Gibson makes the first free throw. I got Grant shooting 3 of 13 from the field tonight, but he has 9 rebounds. So clearly he's not letting his tough offensive night affect his overall play as he makes both free throws there. He's 4 for 6 from the line. Galesburg now leads 40-22. with a minute to go in the third quarter. Spurgettis on the dribble. You talked about Wenskunas. Jimmy really hasn't even hardly been on the floor tonight to give him a lift.
He's out there right now, but
inside the lane, Spurgettis gets past his man, but a terrible shot way up high off the glass. Off balance, Williams with the rebound, leads the break, bounces it right corner to Gibson. Lost the handle on the dribble, trying to call timeout, but the official gets in there with Grant clearly calling timeout, calls the held ball instead.
Well, actually, that's all right because the possession arrow's our way.
They do hang on to it.
That's probably the best-case scenario, but Grant did try and call the timeout, but I think the official coming in here was looking at his back and probably didn't see the call.
45 seconds to go, third quarter. Galesburg trying to build a 20-point lead here, up 18. Now the official comes over to Joe Williams, and who is that down? Is that Wenskunas down there? Getting right on Joe. He's talking to both of them, and now Joe gets called for a foul as he levels Deverick Rogers to the floor. Joe stuck the elbow out there, and Mike Williams points to his head, looking at Joe, saying, think. Not a smart foul by Joe as the Streaks turn it over before they even get it inbounds. 11 turnovers on the Streaks. Panthers down 18 with the ball here as we come to the end of the third quarter. On the outside, Wenskunas. Inside the free throw line, Vroman cut off there, reach in, stolen away, and a held ball called as the Streaks reach in, and Meeker ties up Vroman, and alternating possession right back at you, and the Panthers hang on to this one.
Yeah, that's either a steal or not. I didn't see where that deserved to be called
quick.
A held ball.
Yep. On the inbounds, left of the basket, tossing it out high to Wenskunas, just getting it away from Denzel Jones, driving in from the right side, just out of control, dribbles it right out of bounds. 13th turnover on the Panthers. Into the front court, Williams working against Wenskunas. Left side, Ross. Now Denzel Jones dribbles it back out. Over to Gibson near the top of the circle. Right side, Meeker. Trying to hesitate. Pull up inside the free throw line. Rims in and out. Gibson with his 10th rebound. Put back. That won't go. Gibson again. Pump fake. Up and in, and a foul.
Tremendous work by Gibson to stay with that. The shot by Meeker did everything but go down. Gibson went up between two men, got it, couldn't get the shot down, was quick on his feet for the second jump. He's just too strong for him in there right now, Brad. And that's one thing you notice is this is one of the few teams we play where we've got a size and strength advantage on United Township.
With 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, Raymond Chiranas has picked up his fourth foul for United Township. Grant Gibson has 7 rebounds in this quarter, 11 for the game, and the free throw rims in and out. And the rebound, nearly stolen away by Jones. But Rogers comes up with it for United Township. Down the left side of the lane where the left hand won't go. Rebound put back by Chiranas. No. Another put back won't go. And the Panthers get 3 cracks at it at the end of the quarter and get nothing. And the Silver Streaks lead by 20 after 3. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL congratulates Sandy Huff of Monmouth, who won $200 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Silver Streaks have the ball to begin quarter number 4. Left side, Jones down low, intended for Tyson Parks. Good defense by United Township, batting it out of bounds. Silver Streaks outscored the Panthers 14-2 in that third quarter. 1 basket by the Panthers, and they put Galesburg in the bonus the rest of the game as well, as they picked up 17 fouls in quarter number 3. So a very good third quarter for the Silver Streaks to open this game up with a 20-point lead. Logan Davis into Jones. Left side, Diggins. Low blocks. Pump fake up. Rolls off. Rebound deflected into the hands of Davis. He forces it up and banks it in.
How did he make that shot?
That was clearly off balance. Streaks have doubled up the Panthers now, leading 44-22. Quick three on the outside is good by Cody Broman.
Outside of those Mitchell three-pointers in the first half, that's about the first thing they've gotten from any distance from the basket.
And nearly stolen away in the backcourt by United Township. Streaks will hang on to it. Last update from from Wharton Fieldhouse. Moline still leads Rocky by four at 30-26. Try to get a quick checkup on the Hollum and Quincy game as well. Davis into the front court. Ross down low, intended for Parks. Nearly stolen away by United Township. They can't handle it, going out of bounds.
UT just 1 of 11 in that third quarter. They're 8 of 31 for the game. Silver Streaks hopefully will not let up.
Right. Inbounds out high. Goes out to Diggins. Driving down the lane. That shot won't go. Parks with a rebound. Under the basket. Shovels it up. Bottom of the rim. And out to Marcus Ross for the offensive rebound. Streaks hit a third crack at it. Driving. Diggins. Fouled. And he's going to the line.
Well, other than putting the ball in the basket consistently, we're doing everything we want to do offensively.
Yep.
I mean, we're just completely having our way with these guys. We've broken their defense down. Diggins is going around them. Our big guys are getting second and third chances. UT probably fortunate they're only down 19 right now, as poorly as they're playing on both ends of the court. Silver Streaks looking for that sixth Western Big Six win, seem to be well on their way.
Raymond Tirana has just fouled out of the game for United Township. Free throw by Diggins won't go down. Silver Streaks lead by 19 here, 44-25, 6:44 to go in the ball game. Second one by Trevon is good. That's his first points of the second half. He has seven for the game. Galesburg by 20, 45-25. On the dribble, left side, Webb nearly traveled with it. He's left alone. He turns around, shoots, missed it. Rebound by Tyson Parks, drawing a double team in the backcourt. And he'll hand off to Trevon Diggins, who will bring it into the front court. On the right side, Davis between two defenders, gets tripped up. Now Ross with it, left side over to Jones. Out high to Tyson Parks. Coach Mike Reynolds won't mind leaving these five on the floor for a while if he can keep this 20-point lead with a long road trip tomorrow. Keep Gibson on the bench for a while. Meeker on the bench for a while, resting up. Parks, good look down low. Ross up and in. Oh, and it rolls off.
Boy, we've missed a lot of shots.
That one didn't go down. Yeah, Streaks have missed a lot of shots in close to the basket. Quick jumper right side. Webb's shot won't go down. He bats it away from Parks into the hands of Denzel Jones. He's tripped up. Ball goes off his shoulders. He saves it. Diggins drives into the lane. He'll scoop shot. That one does go through.
Yeah, Trevon knows every time he touches it now, he's just got free route to the basket, and he's trying to take advantage of it. That time he got it to finish.
47-25, Galesburg by 22, trying to get into a tie for first place in the Western Big Six with Rock Island. Oh, a big block by Tyson Parks. Deverick Rogers driving in from the right side, and Tyson hammers it out of bounds. Four Silver Streaks come in for Galesburg with 5:19 to go in the game.
These guys, as you said, got a nice rest, so we'll try and finish this one off now with a couple of quality minutes from, Trevon stays in, but Carl, Meeker, Williams, and Gibson are back in for the Silver Streaks, trying to nail this one down.
On the inbounds out high to Winskunas. At last check, Rock Island and Quincy tied for first place in the Western Big Six. We're both losing in the lane. Another bad shot by Mitchell.
Grief.
And the rebound chased down by Ryan Carl in the corner. Here's Gibson into the front court, leading the break. Over to the left side, Meeker driving in, gets blocked, knocked out of bounds. Galesburg hangs on to it.
No, good job of attacking the basket. Gibson leading the break, Meeker filling the lane, but just had some tall timber behind him that knocked it away. Might have fouled him, but no call.
On the inbound, deflected out of bounds by UT. So they're getting a lot of loose ball touches. 4:56 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead by 22.
Boy, most of the night, though, we've been quicker to the ball. We've been more sure-handed on the rebounds. It's been complete domination, especially in this second half.
End of the third quarter at Wharton Fieldhouse. 32-31 Moline over Rock Island. So the Rocks have pulled within one.
They're in C.J. Carr territory now.
He has 13 in the game for the Rocks. Trevon Diggins inside the free throw line, shoots off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected away to Rogers. Leads a break for United Township. Shovels it back to May. Sidesteps Carl in the lane with a teardrop. Won't go. There's Meeker with a rebound. He'll lead the break into the front court for the Silver Streaks. Down the lane, up and off the glass and in.
Good concentration by Meeker, splitting the gap. Had one guy reach in, tried to poke it away. Meeker kept his eye on the prize and made the basket.
Into the front court, Rogers gives it right back out. Left side, Spurgettis for three, knocks it down. And Joe Williams came in with a late contact, but no foul called. 49-28, Galesburg by 21. That's the second basket of the game for Spurgettis. His first point since the second quarter. Williams on the right wing, trying to dribble in on his man. Cut off there. He'll give way to Gibson. Carl comes out high to take the pass. Now left side over to Diggins. Halfway through the third quarter, Silver Streaks with a comfortable 21-point lead on the road. Gibson down the lane, gets tripped up and fouled. And Grant will go to the line shooting a 1-1 here. 9 team fouls on United Township.
Yeah, first three or four trips down the court for this group. You can see the energy that they had, though, after getting that rest off the bench. They've been able to really come down and enjoy the playing time. A lot of the pressure's off. You don't want to get too sloppy, but they're having fun playing basketball, the 21-point lead.
To the free throw line after the first foul of the game on Deverick Rogers. Gibson's first one rattles in and out. Rebound by Lamont Mitchell, who has 8 boards in the game for UT. Gibson, the leading rebounder for either team with 11. May on the dribble for UT. Pass Ryan Carl, runs into Trevon Diggins, forces up a bad shot. Rebound deflected off Gibson, then an off Mitchell out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back here.
That's a long team rebound.
Good hustle by Grant to get a hand on it, and his deflection went right at Rogers right in front of him, who wasn't expecting it.
Thing went clear out to half court.
Yep. Meeker on the dribble out high. Carl comes out for it. 3:20 to go in the game. Silver Streaks looking for their 16th win and their 6th in the conference. Tough pass over to Joe Williams in the right corner from Diggins. Now down the lane, Gibson up for it, gets fouled. And 2 free throws coming as Vroman got him from the backside.
Yeah, a good look by Meeker in the corner with the pass that time.
And yep.
So Gibson.
Actually, it was Williams down here in this corner who got it inside to Grant.
Okay, so it was surprising Grant didn't finish that. Usually he gets it in that position. He's going to make it, but he got it just a little bit from the backside as he got the foul. And now another missed free throw by Gibson. So thank goodness it's not a close game or we'd be a little frustrated with missed free throws.
He's only 4 for 8 from the free throw line as the Streaks call a 30-second timeout. Still, Grant with two three-pointers in the third quarter. He had 11 in the quarter, 14 for the game. And the Streaks use a 30-second timeout here to kind of reset some strategy, leading by 21 and 3:10 to go in the game.
Well, and you brought up a good point several times tonight about what a great job Gibson's done on the rebounding side of things. And a lot of guys, if they're not making their shot, will kind of hang their head, maybe mope a little bit, maybe overshoot trying to compensate. But he's just let the rest of his game come into it. And as the game gets deeper, like we said, he'll get his points, especially he gets fouled so often because he's working inside around the basket.
All right, out of the 30-second timeout, second free throw by Gibson. Rolls through. Didn't want to, but it did drop down. Galesburg hits the 50-point mark, and there it is, Jim. We said in the pregame show we like the chance of any team that gets to 50 here tonight. Streaks are the first ones there, leading by 22, 3 minutes to go in the game. And a reach-in foul called on Meeker, I believe, is Vroman. Penetrates in from the outside. Well, all the unexpected people for Moline getting it done tonight. Looking back, Jed Wood did have 16 against us in the win down at John Thiel Gymnasium. He scored 19 consecutive points in the first half. He hits a three. Vashawn Newman, back-to-back threes for those two players for the Maroons, and they lead Rock Island by 4 about midway through the fourth quarter. Foul on Meeker, by the way, was his 2nd. On the left side, May driving in on Diggins. Big high dribble in the lane and then drew some contact. Truly just threw it in the direction of the basket. It went high off the backboard, and then it came down so hard the Streaks couldn't control it, losing it out of bounds.
Well, you said the Silver Streaks are the first ones to 50 tonight. If East Moline gets there, I'm not talking to Mike Reynolds after this one because they'd have to put up 22 in 2.5 minutes.
Well, there's two. Deverick Rogers from the right side, just inside the arc, 50-30. Ellsberg by 20, 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Gibson in the backcourt working against Rogers. Down the right side of the lane, found an opening and a reach-in strip. UT thought they had a clean steal, but a reach-in foul instead. Hack on the arm against Gibson. And that'll put Grant at the line, shooting two now as the Streaks are in the double bonus the rest of the way. Second foul of the game on Deverick Rogers. Haven't been many games, Jim, where we could look at the clock with under 2.5 minutes to play and only four team fouls on Galesburg. They sure got that turned around from the first half.
Well, and not only that, but to have us in the double bonus on top of it and a 20-point lead. You don't get many of these through the course of the year, especially when you're a young team. So,
in the Western Big Six.
Yes, Drake's going to enjoy the final couple of minutes here unless something crazy happens.
17 of the game now for Grant Gibson as he's made his third consecutive free throw, making both there. Here's a three by Mitchell. That won't go. Flying in for the rebound, Wenskunas. Offensive putback, that won't go, and there's Gibson with his 12th rebound. Outlet pass up court to Meeker. From the right side, shovels it over left side to Diggins, threw it behind Trevon out of bounds. Galesburg turns it over.
Went to right to Mike Reynolds.
Who, leading by 22, just simply handed it back to the official.
Love those turnovers that land in your coach's lap. Not that he doesn't see all the other ones, too, but that one just kind of magnifies it.
Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg leading comfortably by 22. Another long three is way off the mark. Grant Gibson with a rebound on the run with it. Has it knocked loose. Carson Cheeseman picks up the loose ball. He'll get it back out to Joe Williams, who fires a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rogers with the rebound.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds yells, "What are you doing?" I don't think he liked that one too well.
Quick three by Wenskunas at the other end won't go. Oh my gosh, Gibson with his 14th rebound there. 52-30, under a minute and a half to go. Now the Streaks turn it over. May with a layup. Streaks got sloppy with it in the backcourt, but fortunately leading by 20. Meeker pulls up inside the free throw line, swishes it.
And Mike Reynolds throws his hands up again saying, "Why?" I mean, he'll take the basket, but I think he'd rather they just went ahead and took a little time because I'm not sure UT is going to do much fouling at this point.
Yeah, and I think Ethan's coming out of the game because Logan Davis was off that bench quickly. And here's a three on the outside by Lamont Mitchell, his fourth three-pointer of the game, accounting for all 12 of his points. Galesburg by 19, 54-35. Gibson into the front court, has it poked away from the backside, and there's a kind of a late whistle called on Deverick Rogers, who's picked up three fouls all in this fourth quarter. And, in fact, not only Logan Davis, but four other Silver Streaks will check in for Galesburg with 51.5 seconds to play. Sophomores won tonight. Varsity is under a minute away from a clean sweep, and Grant Gibson shooting two free throws. Keeping an eye on what's happening at Moline. Haven't seen an update since 4:29. Oh, I take it back as Gibson makes the first free throw. Just over 2 minutes to go. Rock Island has now taken a 42-41 lead. So not over by any stretch of the imagination, but the holding serve right now, trying to defend that first place tie, especially with Quincy trailing the Alleman Pioneers at last word there.
Bet Wharton Fieldhouse rocking right now with that close game between those rivals. Oldest rivalry in Illinois.
Under a minute to go here, May drives into the lane, throws it over the backboard, hits the support, and turns it over. They have taken some awful shots.
I was just thinking, if you put a video together of all their bad shots tonight, it'd be hilarious. Not to Coach Mark Polite, but, oh, they've had some atrocious shots.
Devin Ross in the backcourt for the Silver Streaks. Here comes a double team trying to dribble away from it. Gets it into the front court to Logan Davis, who draws a lot of contact, loses the ball. UT forces the turnover. May on the floor gets it up for two when Skunas driving into the lane, and then they call that for a foul. They don't call a foul down here when Davis got knocked down, and then, all right.
You can laugh about it when you're hard to gripe. I'm not sure how May got away with that. It was a fullback smash that he put on Davis down here.
And when Skunas makes a free throw, his first point of the night. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
After he almost single-handedly rallied UT down at John Thiel Gymnasium 6 weeks ago. He gets his first points of the game with 27.5 seconds to go here from the free throw line.
He's small enough, you really have to lose track of him for him to burn you, and we did down there.
Bryce Reed in the backcourt, now into the front court to Denzel Jones. Skips it right side over to Devin Ross. Tries to pass it out high. Batted away, saved. Reed down low under the basket. Jones gets it over to Eric Thompson, who lays it up and in. Nice extra pass by Denzel. He could have laid it in, but he wanted the freshman to get some points. Quick three at the other end won't go. Silver Streaks come down with a rebound by Thompson, and that's the ball game. Galesburg ends up winning it comfortably, 58-37. They're 6-3 in the Western Big Six, 16-13 overall. The post-game show, an interview with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Final statistics, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 15 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 28. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 17. Sunday, sunny and not as cold with a high around 40. Sunday night, partly cloudy and not as cold with a low of 32. Finally, President's Day, partly sunny with a chance of rain in the morning. Then more rain likely in the afternoon, high of 45. Monday night, cloudy with a chance of rain in the evening, then a chance of snow after midnight, low of 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 19 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 at United Township. Streaks win handily, 58-37. They fell behind early 2-0. Scored seven in a row to take a 7-2 lead and led the rest of the way, winning by 21 here tonight. Last word, it was tied at 41. Moline with the ball at Wharton Fieldhouse, so we'll try to get a final for you on that. In the meantime, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, and Jim is with head coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, Mike, one of those rare nights where by the end of this ball game you were able to, well, on the sidelines, you never relax, but the players certainly were out there having a little fun. A blowout win on the road has to feel good.
I thought we played extremely hard defensively. You know, we had a few struggles offensively there in the first half, but, for the most part, won every quarter. I don't know about the fourth, but, in our defense in that third quarter is pretty spectacular.
First half, we were talking with Coach Steve Cheeseman. You got a number of breakouts at key times, and, again, I guess that's keyed by your defense that creates the offense on a night when you really weren't shooting the ball very well in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, we need some runouts, and we're really good when we have runouts, you know, because our defense creates a little bit of our offense, and I think that got us in a flow. I thought Meeker had a good game shooting the ball and being aggressive, a little more aggressive than he's been, and I'm just proud of our guys. We came here on the road. You know, we had, you know, heartbreaker last week, and no hangover. Came and guarded. A lot of fun.
Grant Gibson had a really tough night for the most part offensively, but as Brad said, sure didn't slow down his rebounding. He had a ton of them here tonight.
Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, I told him at half, just keep sharing the ball, keep sharing the ball. You'll end up getting your shots, and he ended up getting them, and it was nice to see.
Well, it seemed like Trevon Diggins in that second half had completely broken down the UT defense. He was just going.
There's something different about the way kids play sports today. Things are getting serious and highly repetitive. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries. The injuries caused by over-specialization in one sport. When a young athlete performs the same stressful activities time after time, day after day. Overuse injuries can happen by throwing too many baseballs without enough rest. Overuse can happen in gymnastics, tennis, weight training, even cheerleading and swimming.
Okay, kids, 10 more laps to go. 10 more laps.
You get the idea. Left untreated, overuse trauma to young shoulders, elbows, knees, and wrists may require surgery. If your kids play hard and train hard, make sure you have expert advice for treating and preventing overuse injuries. Visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up.
For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're here today to ask people about marriage.
For starters, what's the best thing about being married?
Who I get to stay married to.
Togetherness.
Having a companion.
Do you think your marriage is good for more than just the two of you?
Oh, sure, and it affects generations after us.
The energy we give out in our home, I think, spreads out to other people.
Sort of stabilizes your whole community. It's a cornerstone of a society, right?
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching. It's just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Thanks for sticking with us here through the post-game show. Sorry about the lost connection there, as Coach Mike Reynolds very happy with the way his team played tonight, especially coming off a difficult loss last week at Rock Island that knocked Galesburg, or actually kept Galesburg, a game out of first place when they could have been tied for first place. But they come up here tonight, respond very well, a 7-0 run in the first quarter as Galesburg fell behind 2-0. Put the Streaks on top with a lead that they would not relinquish. UT got within one at 21-20, and then from that point late in the first half, the Silver Streaks went on a 13-0 run that extended into the third quarter, and Galesburg ended up winning it here tonight by a final of 58-37. At Wharton Fieldhouse, Trey Babers missed a three-pointer at the buzzer, and so that game went into overtime. Moline turned the ball over with 4.7 seconds remaining, so it was basically the same situation that we had in the Galesburg-Rock Island game last week, only instead of being down two, Rock High, and they had another second and a half than what they had at their own place, but it was the same situation. Had to take it the length of the court. This time, instead of Carr shooting and making it, Baber shot the three and missed it, so they've gone to overtime at Wharton.
Wow, that's that's amazing. 30-point difference when those two played the first time, and Moline has improved that much over the course of this season to take these guys into overtime.
With 3.5 minutes to go at Don Morris Gymnasium, Quincy still trails Alleman by six. So
that's unbelievable. Moline beating Rock Island wouldn't surprise me at all, but if Alleman beats Quincy, that's Quincy's just almost packed it in if they go up there and lose to Alleman. That is amazing.
All right, now with 2.5 minutes to go, Alleman has extended the lead. They're up by 10.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
So Moline turns around from a four-game losing streak. They now have a four-game winning streak in the Western Big Six and in overtime against first-place Rock Island. So Silver Streaks whoop it up for the Maroons and send as much positive energy to the Maroons at Wharton Fieldhouse as you can and spare a little bit for the final 2.5 minutes at Alleman, where the Pioneers lead Quincy. So if Alleman and Moline both win, the Streaks move into a first-place tie.
Yeah, well, and what's really interesting is, you know, I've been talking about that, the impact of that shot by C.J. Carr that beat us last week. If he doesn't do that, we could have almost wrapped up the conference title tonight.
We'd have a share of the conference
title.
The way
this thing is falling into place.
With Rocky and Quincy playing each other next week.
Yeah.
All right, our post-game statistics, we got to run through the numbers here, Jim Lee. Our final statistics brought to you by McDonald's, and we are loving this tonight.
Well, no question. United Township not loving their offensive output tonight, which wasn't much. They shoot 13 out of 48 from the field. Didn't seem like they even made that many. It was 27% shooting as the Panthers, especially that two-point third quarter. If they had any chance down 8 at half, that really sealed the deal for them. As for the Silver Streaks, not our best shooting night, but not bad. As Mike Reynolds told us, we stuck with it on the boards, got a lot of second-chance opportunities, hit just enough shots from the perimeter to get the job done. We'll round it up to 41% on 20 out of 49 from the field. Big rebounding advantage for the Silver Streaks, 42-25 is what I showed. And turnovers really didn't matter. The Streaks had 16, but some of those coming late in the game when the decision was all but done. UT, I don't have them for a turnover in the fourth quarter. They had 15 on the game, but again, the train had left the station for East Moline's chances by then, and the Streaks were well on their way to a 21-point romp. Sophomores won 52-49. Pretty similar. I think we won by 2 or 3 points. I think 2 points when we played them the previous time. So the sophomores actually led by more than that late in the ball game and let UT make it look a little closer than it was. So good night for the Streaks.
Taking a look at the final numbers individually, let's start off with the Silver Streaks. You know, we talked about what a tough night Grant Gibson had offensively, and he still finished with 19 points.
He got to the line a lot, and, that's what we said when he had three or four. We said he'll still get his points one way or the other.
But more impressive, as you mentioned with Coach Mike Reynolds in the postgame interview, there was his 14 rebounds that went along with it. Ethan Meeker finished with 14 for the Silver Streaks. Trevon Diggins had 8. Joe Williams, 6. Marcus Ross, Denzel Jones, each with 3. Eric Thompson, Logan Davis, each had 2 tonight. Number of Silver Streaks played: Devin Ross, Carson Cheeseman, Bryce Reed, Tyson Parks, and Ryan Carl did not score for the Silver Streaks. UT was led by Lamont Mitchell, who had 12 tonight. Evan Spurgettis had 5. Cody Vroman had 6 tonight. Just 2 for Keegan Winskunas. That came late in the fourth quarter. 8 for Trevor May and 4 for Deverick Rogers. Nobody else scored for the Panthers, who dropped a 5-20 on the season and 2-7 in the Western Big Six. And the Silver Streaks improve to 16-13 and 6-3 in the Western Big Six. Let's take another quick look here, see if we've got an update from Moline in overtime between the Maroons and the Rocks. And we still have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game to come. So we're not done yet. And we'll still have a couple more opportunities to check there. Let's see.
Uncharted territory. We've been rooting for Moline 2 weeks in a row now. I'm not sure that's allowed in Galesburg, but well, you do what you got to do. They were rooting for us last week, too.
It's not going to happen.
Uh-oh.
We got to root for Quincy next week now. Under a minute to go in overtime, Rock Island has outscored the Maroons 8-0.
Uh-oh.
So they lead 52-44 with 46 seconds to go.
Wow.
So
throwing a shutout in overtime.
Yep, that hurts the Silver Streak. So they got to root for Quincy and play for a share of the title next week, it looks like. We'll take a final timeout. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game comes your way next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGIL congratulates Barb Myers of Galesburg, who won $20 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations, Barb, from WGIL.
Well, we talked about, looks like Rock Island held on to at least a share for first place in the Western Big Six as they went on an 8-0 run in overtime. Take the lead over Moline after the Maroons had led most of that game. It is a final at Don Morris Gymnasium, and the Pioneers pull off the upset 61-50 over the Quincy Blue Devils. So the Silver Streaks got half, well, two-thirds of what they needed, because they took care of business tonight here at East Moline and beat the Panthers by 21, 58-37. So they get to 6-3. Quincy has now lost three in a row, and they drop to 6-3. But we needed Moline to get that fifth win in a row, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Well, Quincy losing that game, not only losing it, which is stunning to me, but to lose it by 11 points to an Alleman team that's just been scuffling and injury-plagued, and it's just unbelievable that Quincy, I mean, I know they lost Cole Abbey, a good athlete and their number two scorer, but they just had to have had a bit of a meltdown. I mean, Burry and Kvitli and some really quality players, and that's going to be a seriously long bus ride home to Quincy tonight after losing that one, and they've got a turnaround drive up to Rock Island next week.
And that all of a sudden that one doesn't look like quite the competitive showdown that it certainly looked like a couple of weeks ago. And if you're a Silver Streaks fan, you need Quincy to win that game, and suddenly that doesn't look so promising.
No, the better chance was for Moline to get that one tonight, but they let it slip away in overtime, apparently. So I don't know. Maybe Sean Taylor will find a way to play a little psychological warfare with that team and pick them up. But right now, Quincy's on a big-time downslide, and without
Cole Abbey
athletically, that's pretty tough against Rock Island for that team, so we shall see. But you got to think Rocky's pretty good shape to go ahead and win the league title outright, but we still got to go beat Alleman, and if they're good enough to beat Quincy by 11, we better be on the stick next Friday night to win up there.
Darn right. So in the meantime, on the good news and the best news of the night, Galesburg takes care of business here, beating UT 58-37. Our final order of business is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and The first one that came to my mind was the first name out of your mouth, Jim. So I guess a pretty easy choice for us overall here tonight.
Well, it was one of those points in this game. Sometimes we get to the end of the game and we think back and think back. This is one of those games when it happened, I thought that might be it if we go on to win. And it was. East Moline had cut the lead down to 21-20. I think Lamont Mitchell had hit a three-pointer. Well, back the other way, upstepped Ethan Meeker from the corner and drained a three right back. Got us back to a four-point lead. And then on the ensuing possession for the Silver Streaks, there was a steal and a lead pass out to Meeker. He beat everybody down the pack, put in another one. Five straight points, went from 21-20 to 26-20. At the half, we led 28-20, and from that point, it was a blowout. So that was really the only time that we were challenged, and Meeker was up to the challenge there with a couple of big shots.
Scored the first 6 points of the third quarter to extend that to a 34-20 lead, part of a 13-0 run, and Galesburg goes on to a 58-37 win, 16-13 overall, 6-3 in the Western Big Six. Our next broadcast tomorrow, we're a little earlier tomorrow, we should mention. It's a long road trip, and with the long road trip back, it's a little earlier start time at Ridgewood High School in Norridge, up in the Chicago suburbs, not far from O'Hare Airport, and we'll have the broadcast tomorrow for you at 6:10 here on WGIL for a little earlier pregame, as they're going to get the varsity scheduled. Try to get started. That one started at about 6:30 tomorrow night. So, Jim, we look forward to the long road trip tomorrow. Well, we don't look forward to the long road trip, but as you mentioned with Mike Reynolds, I don't think we got that part of it on when we suddenly lost the power up here for a little bit, but he said they're a good team, and that's quite a non-conference game to have at this point of the season. They'll be tough.
Yeah, it is. They're 20-8, I think, going into tonight, and they have one bona fide college player up there that we've got to figure out a way to slow down. So, yeah, we'll go up and see. I wish we were playing Ridgewood, the Cambridge Woodhull Ridgewood. That would be
mind that road trip.
Nicer road trip. But as the case is, yeah, we're Chicago bound tomorrow, and at least we'll be driving in a nice Nissan Murano. Compliments of Galesburg Nissan to get us up there and back.
And we do now have a final from Wharton Fieldhouse where Rock Island wins in overtime 57-46. So two 11-point games along with the Galesburg blowout over UT here tonight in the Western Big Six. So Galesburg still a game out of first place, and C.J. Carr doesn't hit the three-pointer. It's a streaks in first place right now. So, but
it is what it is.
It is what it is. Our thanks to Nick Simpson at the downtown studios. Our thanks to you for being with us for Silver Streaks basketball here tonight. Galesburg wins it big on the road in East Moline. For Nick, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Until tomorrow from Ridgewood, good night from East Moline.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.